Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. And now, play ball. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Catt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fondi out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hook. The throw from Catt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hook scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon, who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wisenant, who is chasing the ball. Blasingame reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball towards left. King catches it and throws to home to double up Blasingame. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. McDaniel reaches second base with a double. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McDaniel moves to third. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapulski. King reaches second base with a double. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman throws the ball into Blasingame, who tags Wisenant trying to catch an extra base, for the out. King scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosnan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreth moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapulski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer moves to third. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Dark pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brosnan, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixas pinch hits for Jim King. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wisenhunt hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolski. Landreth reaches second base with a double. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing left field. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolski hits a fly ball into left field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. Catt hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith pinch hits for Jackie Colum. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Constanti now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wisenant strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Musial moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-3 in the game. Rapulski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brosnan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lockman. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lockman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Morgan. Morgan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Morgan. Baker goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a triple and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-3 in the game. Catt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Jim Constanti. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.